بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome to our weekly program. And let me begin my program with our dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah fill the grave of our marhumin with nur and rahmah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala look at our fathers and mothers, those who passed away, with the eye of rahmah. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the affit of our marhumin as a shafa'atum, the fire of Jahannam, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, ahlan wa sahlan and welcome to our program. First of all, I'd like to say shukran to all our listeners, those who are asking about that nazm of my program. I don't know, I'll ask Hafiz Bilal, my engineer. I don't know what you call it. So there are many people, they like to have it. Oh, Hafiz Bilal telling me now that Indonesian dhikr. So if you go to internet, to YouTube, whatever, you will get Indonesian, or you can phone and call tomorrow Hafiz Bilal. He will guide you and he will send for you that link. I love this one. Yeah, I never choose it, but my engineer choose it for me, and it's lovely, because we are here because of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There's nothing before and after La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sisters in Islam and brother in Islam, we looking for friends, and sometimes we spend so many years with a friend and then we end up with a fight and we discover that it was not friendship, it was dunya thing. And we believe that Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib said, when the two friends separated because of the sin of one of them is not suitable. So we have to accuse ourselves that we are the wrong party or the wrong side. Before we accuse the opposite friend, we have to think again that maybe I lost that friendship or that relationship because of me and my amal. If you're looking for friends and you don't find the one who can understand you, or you people say chemistry, there's no chemistry, it's never too late, because we have 1,400 years of a good sahaba and tabi'een and ulama. They are not with us, but we can gain a friendship if you love that sahabi or that tabi'i or that alim or that pious person, which the history and the people and society still mentioning him as a role model and as a good example. For me, we always encourage people to read about sahaba and the children of sahaba and the tabi'een and tabi'u tabi'een and the scholars of deen. One of those who is a guider or exampler, Sayyiduna Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. And I encourage every Muslim to read about this man, Amir al-Mu'mineen. We call him the fifth Khalifa. We know we have four Khalifas, but the ulama put him as number five. This man, when we read about him, we're proud of his history, and we can build up the future in our youth and our children. This man died by the age of 40 years. So, as not so old men. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised that generation, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثم الذين يلونهم. So this, it means 300 years. We can say this is a prime time of suhbah or the deen. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, born on 61 Hijriya, 61 years after Hijra, and then he died about 101 Hijriya, 40 years. We know that he born on the end of the ruling of Sayyidina Yazid bin Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. His name is Umar bin Abdul Aziz bin Marwan bin Al-Hakam bin Abi Al-As bin Umayyah. His mother, you know her very well. His mother is Ummu Asim, Layla, daughter of Asim, the daughter of the son of Umar ibn Khattab. So straight, this is a grandchild, this lady is a grandchild of Umar ibn Khattab. And we know, like son, like father, or like father, like son, we know that, that genetically you can get that barakah even after hundreds of years. His grandfather, we know, Umar ibn Khattab, and we know that genetic can move from generation to another generation. Yes. We know that his father, that the Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he had a good quality of deen, generosity. And then his mother, Ummu Asim, her mother is that lady that would, that girl refused to mix milk and water. Sayyidina Umar was patrolling at night and heard that the lady said to the one girl, mix water with milk with water to make it more. And the girl said, no, mommy, Allah sees us, not Umar. So Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, born in Egypt. Why? Because they give him his grandfather's name, and we know that the name does affect the person. Many people call us for names. Please, when you choose for your child name, fear Allah when you choose. Don't get excited by the sound and the musical tone. Think about the meaning, because our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did change the people's name, because we do believe that name does affect the attitude and manner of the person or life of the person. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did change the name of Medina. It was Yathrib. He changed it to Medina. He changed the name of the camel, changed the name of people, changed the name of mountain, changed the name of the road. So we need to hear something nice. Many people, they don't care about the name, but I'm telling you now, names does affect the person. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu saw in a dream. Then he said, I saw in a dream that some caller came to me and said, from your offspring, from your grandchildren, one boy will born, and then he will fill the earth with justice and fear. And it happened. It happened. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz memorized the Quran while he was young. And we say, secret of leadership, when the Amir Hafiz al-Quran. His teacher is Salih bin Kisan. His teacher taking that Umar ibn Abdul Aziz as his own son. And he shaved his hair, and then he delayed him, and he did not treat him as the son of what or grandson of what. Then send him to Medina to get knowledge. We call it knowledge in Medina is a spiritual knowledge and authentic knowledge. Ilm, ulama, holy cities, definitely you get knowledge and you practice knowledge. It's a very good environment for people to be in knowledge and also in a spiritual environment. You don't find a way for any dunya thing. And then his ustad, that Salih bin Kisan, advise him that, oh young boy, always sit with the prominent people and elderly people. You must always stick with this type of people. And we advise our children, please try to interact with the elderly people, those who got experience, those who live longer than you in this dunya, and then you will have soft in heart and you'll have experience. Communication with the generation is a great ibadah. We feel very bad when the teenagers run away from us. Or the father sitting in one room and these children, because they say there's no link or they don't understand us. That is a terrible thing happen in our community when the teenagers or young boys dislike to accompany the elderly people. Sometimes the elderly people can cause a big problem when they run after the youth and to be very hard to them and or to criticize them always. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, as a student, that he got some fame and name, not because of his lineage or his surname, because of the wisdom and the intelligence of this young boy. You know, normally the children of the leaders, they are very spoiled. I'm telling you, very spoiled, and we treat them very special. And now the facade and corruption come to them. No, but the ustad treated this boy as a normal. And imagine this young man, you got knowledge, Quran, son of the leaders, very good wisdom, and then he qualified to rule and govern the dunya. So they gave him the leadership of Madinatul Munawwara. He said, young boy, come here. By the age of 25 years, he became the governor of Medina. And the ulama said, why this very good man just lead one Medina, not the whole Khilafat? No, it's training course. First thing, when he became Amir of Medina, he made something. The ulama nowadays, they talk about it and we need it. They call it Shura Council. There's a biggest problem, the Mashura around the king. That biggest problem when it's corrupted, that those who the Amir consult him. The miracle of leadership when you have a very good Mashura people. Bitana, that subject around the king, with those advisors. Sunnatul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to make mashura, but with the right people. Washawirhum fil amr. It is a wahi, command of Allah, that we have to make mashura. Any dictator, any parents who don't make mashura with the children, with a wife, with a brother, you will regret. Because we need to make mashura, even if the people come to you for mashura. You know that poet said, "Shawir wa in kunta min ahli al-mashurati." You must make mashura, even if the people come to you for mashura. Because fa inna al-ayna tara kulla ma dana wa ba'd. Because the eyes can see what is closer and what is far. Walakin la tara nafsaha illa bimir'ati. But the eyes cannot see itself without a mirror. You can see the others, but you will never see your own eyes till we find a mirror. And clear mirror and good mirror, it's called the subject or the friends or those you consult them, advisors. So we need to implement and practice that sunnah to make mashura for the sake of Allah. And Allah said, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Our matter must be in Mashura. Any husband, any manager, any leader become a dictator is ending his life. Reason? Because we need a collective decision, not individual decision. And we see now, parliament and council of what? Every day, go to board, what, like this. So, these people, a'wan al-haq, the helper of the haq and the truth. And we believe that when you give a wrong mashura, it's a major sin. لا يدخل الجنة صاحب مكس. That makas, the helper of the zalim or dictator, will never enter Jannah. Make mashura, and how many people, because of their mashura, they lost their job, lost their life even. Oh, lost the dunya thing. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, why I'm talking about Umar ibn Abdul Aziz? Because nowadays become a fashion that everyone want to be a boss. And everyone want to take the authority which Allah gave it to him for his personal purpose and benefit. So Allah gave him the amana, and then he tried to make zulm to the slave of Allah. So the Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz picked up one advisor, you know him very well, the most famous one amongst his advisors, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib. But the interesting thing, that leader of Medina, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, never called the advisor to his office. He used to go to his advisor and ask him. First thing, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, to start after the counseling board, he extend the masjid, and then the one who removed the rooms of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he added to the Masjid al-Nabawi. This one. Because he preferred the Baytullah, the house of Allah, more than the house of Rasulullah. People would have using it now for as a museum, or they make shirk, whatever they. So he decided to say, look here, we'll make the house of Rasulullah part of the house of Allah, which is Masjid al-Nabawi. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik, when he described Sayyiduna Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he said, the only salah which I saw it in the people look like the salat of Rasulullah is the salat of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. This young man used to read salah exactly like salatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It means he's very, very careful when he's practicing ibadah, and he want to make it a copy of the ibadah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said it in the hadith, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Read, pray your salah exactly as you see me praying. Don't make extra or less. They call Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz Ar-Rahim. You know that Ar-Rahim is the quality of Allah, but he is Ar-Rahim. And don't forget, we are practicing one sunnah of Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, but you don't know it. Now I'm telling you now. Waiting after Adhan, it was his effort. He's the one who issue order for the Imam that he must give time to the people after Adhan, so that people must wait till they come. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, after he looked after the Masjid and Salah, he was taking care of a special people in Madinatul Munawwara. We call them Ahl al-Bayt, the descendants of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gave them a special care, make them very special in his leadership. 7 years Amir of Medina. The ulama said he brought it back exactly like the era of Rasulullah, exactly like the time of Rasulullah. That young boy, Hafiz al-Quran, that young alim, he brought Medina back to exactly the same time in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then they took him out, expelled him from the leadership of Medina, back to ilm, back to practice his learning. Never get cross, never take it personal. They call him, he take the amana, they take him out, alhamdulillah. And when we lose our job, or when we feel that we lose our authority, we remember that the poet said, "Inna al-amira yumsi amiran hina azlih, in zala sultan al-imarati lam yazal sultan fadlih." What a wonderful word from this man. He said, a real amir, when he become amir, when they expelled him, when they dismiss him, yes, he lost his seat, but he never lost the heart of the people. He become Amir even after he lose his office or his authority. And we did see it, our Ustaz, he got retired, but we still treating him as our Ustaz. our managers, our directors, when he retired, we're still giving him this. And we got it in our life too many. That even non-Muslim, former President Mandela, they people treat him like a president even after he left. They can't say, very difficult to say former president. Mandela was Mandela. So what I'm trying to say, you become Amir even after you leave your office, because you still Amir on the heart of the people. You gain the mind and the heart of the people. Then, after that, the Khalifa of Muslimin appointed him as minister. You know, sometimes they kick you from here for some reason. There is reason. Oh, he lost the Medina ruling, but now he become advisor of the main Khalifa of the entire Islamic world. And the ulama said, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Maybe you dislike something and Allah put barakah on it. People say, oh, I was working in Medina and Medina kicked me out. I lost my job and Medina kicked me out. Oh, I was teaching in madrasa and the deen kicked me out. Or the masjid kicked me out. I was imam. Never. There is the grandson of Umar ibn Khattab. Lost his leadership, but he accepted and Allah took him as advisor of Khalifa, the entire Khilafat of the dunya. He took that job as Amana, was a very honest advisor, and then he did correct and rectify the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Khalifa, openly and clearly. He gave Kalimatul Haqq, the truth. And then when you give the truth and you stick with one attitude, you don't practice hypocrisy. When you have that copy which Allah gave it to you, that Allah must give you award. And this is the award to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, that they choose him, that Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, he appointed him to be Khalifa after his death. And Allah gave the Ummah hadiyah, that is a gift. It's called Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, he didn't choose his own son, he chose this boy. Then, when he started his Khilafat, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he must address the nation. First speech, I wish I could bring it to you to Radio Islam and tell you the first speech to address the people of Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is a long. Anyhow, he said, there is no kitab besides the kitab of Allah. Don't bring for me anything else besides the kitab of Allah. You tell me the philosopher what said. You tell me that been mentioned in the constitution. No. We have only one kitab. It's called kitab of Allah. And la nabiyya illa Muhammad. And we have no nabi after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone want to practice something, you got kitab and sunnah. You can be alim, you can be what, but our constitution is kitab and sunnah. And he said, I am not the man of bid'ah. Forget that Amir al-Mu'mineen can invent in deen al-Islam. I am the follower. I am muttabi'ah. And then he said, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. Forget that any مخلوق can be obeyed besides the obedience of, or in the disobedience of Allah. Someone, his boss called him to do some haram, and he said, I wrote for you to do that. And then he said, no, someone else wrote before you. I can't listen to you because I got another order before you. You are late. Who's that one? He said, Allah. That message for those who bookkeeper, accountant, or those guys, the boss asked him to do some haram and he said, no, it's not my business. I'm just obeying the rules. No. You got rules before your manager. It's called Allah's command. Then he said, Al-Imamu Zalim, the unfair leader, he's a sinner leader. If our leader is sinning, he's zalim. We don't care if he's oppressing people or not. Once he commits a sin, he's zalim. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he made a beautiful ibadah. What is ibadah? He fixed his family and he fixed himself and he equalized between his family and the public. There's no royal family or the VIP. All are the same. Which the eye of the public, it's already on the family of the those on authority, on the president or minister or king. They keep looking at him. This man, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, come from a very great family, rich family, but he reject that luxurious life. So he cancelled that caravan of the king or the minister. You know that, you know how much it cost to have that marsh for the king. And also he symbolized his clothes. He doesn't wear the clothes of the kings and emir. He got the kingdom, he got the money, but he became zahid. Zahid, he renounced the dunya for the sake of Allah. When the people see that manager driving a simple car or eating a simple food, he's teaching the public or the follower a very, very good lesson. No, no, you want me to drive a very expensive car and then I go to the mosque and I climb the minbar, I'm wearing watch, it costs 10,000, and then I ask people to leave symbol. Oh, they must leave dunya. I say, Maulana, you don't leave dunya, I can see. So what we are trying to say, he want to begin with himself. Start with himself, zuhud, for the sake of Allah. Born rich, but he willingly reject this life. And then he mentioned that I'm waiting for any advice or any correction from any person on my khilafat. Brother and sister in Islam, today I'm inviting you to on your computer or to ask the alim, give me more about Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, because this man was a hero and is still the hero in our life, because he carried the genetic of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Hafs Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide our children to carry the deen of Islam in better status, inshallah. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, when he started his leadership, he keep away those people who overbraising the king, like poets, people who give na'at. In other words, in our language nowadays, he keep the propaganda away from him. Media, don't want media. Very serious issue when the media try to overpraise that leaders or president and even the individual. You sometimes in a gathering, on a meeting, and when the MC start to praise that person, people hate him. People hate him and say, how come you overpraising that person? So he said, I don't want anyone to praise me on my gathering at all. I don't want my name to be mentioned on the media. Another thing, which is nowadays, there's no king or president who can survive without the media, because they try to, it's an industry. They build him up. Another thing Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz made it, is he made something that's called Majalisul Ilm. Majalisul Ilm, it means that the knowledge or the science or ilm gathering, meeting, like majlis. For what majalis al-ilm? Tafsir al-Quran. Must know the message of Allah. Tafsir al-Quran. Ulama must sit with the Amir al-Mu'mineen and leaders. They must sit and discuss the message of Allah in Quran al-Karim, which all of us, we need it now. This kitab, you kiss it and you read it every day. You must know the content of this kitab. You must know the message. You can't just love the envelope and kiss it and keep it on the shelf. You must know if that is a fine or is a call from the court or maybe is an invitation or wedding. You must know what is inside. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz made something, Allahu Akbar. Is a real wali of Allah. His wife was a daughter of that Khalifa. And you know that the daughter of the kings and presidents and all that, they are very spoiled. And he got hadiyah and he got jewelry. So he came and convinced his wife, look here my baby, I wish that you can give away that jewelry and that hadiya back to the house of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Baytullah, give it back to the Ummah. And he taught his wife how to be Zahida, how to fear Allah more than before. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he was very disappointed when the teacher of his son called his son, called the Sayyidina Umar's son, to make imamat while he was very young. He said, no, you can't bring the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen because of his relationship with Amir al-Mu'mineen. You put him, no, he's a young, you got prominent ulama, he must come in front. And he was shouting that teacher, say, you can't do that. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, when they asked him to leave something for his children, he must make some investments for his children, he said, wallahi, my children are one of two. Either they are not salih, enemy of Allah, I will never leave anything for the enemy of Allah to make corruption here on this dunya. And if my children are salih and good, Allah promised in Quran that wallahu yatawalla salihin, Allah will look after the pious. So I will leave my, that one talk about the well. You can write for this boy and leave that one like that. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, in his leadership, on his ruling, he was very, very concerned about one ibadah. It's called justice, bring that thing was taken by force to those who being oppressed. Bring the property back, the greatest ibadah. We call it Raddul Mazalim. Bring back the haq and the right of the people to them. To them or their children. The greatest ibadah when you practice justice. Feeling of oppression. It's very hard. Giving the right to the people. It's great. It's a award you receive it in your life. Especially the right of the non-Muslim. You gave them and you give a good image to Deen al-Islam. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he made a special department. It's called the department of powerless, du'afa, sick people, those poor people, widow, the divorced women, the man who's in the old age, the lady who got children, foreigners, miskeen, ibn al-sabil, the musafir. And he made a special gift or payment for the man who got so many daughters in his house. I don't know, we have to think and make a research about this one. Man who got many daughters in the house, he got so many amanat on his shoulder. So, sahibul banat, the man who got daughters, we have to look after him, we have to help him to bring up these daughters in a good way. Shortage of income is a big disaster in a Muslim life. When you have a children and you don't have sufficient income to look after your family. Children don't know what is sabr and all that. The children want to eat. So Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he made that special department. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he overlooked the mistake of the yatim, the orphan. One yatim, one orphan, hit his son and cut his head. Mean injury, cut the head of son of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. They brought that yatim to him and he said, yatim, boy, go home. They asked him, why you didn't punish him? He said, it's enough punished that this boy don't have father. So I don't want to punish him and Allah let him miss his father, so it's enough for him that he's yatim. I can't. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he made a special department for those who are blind. You know, nowadays we say the welfare and humanitarian, what, that is new now. We talk about 1,400 years ago, this Amir al-Mu'mineen made a special care for the blind. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz issue order that any workers, slave, employee got complaint, he must come to him directly. The right of the laborers, the right of the employee, It's very, very important in his kingdom. Okay? Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is the first man on earth. He built hostel, or lodge house, or guest house in every part of the Islamic kingdom. Special house for the, it's called it Musafir Khana, the house, lodge for the traveler. Every traveler will try to stay 3 nights on this house. And then, look at this. Next to that Musafir Khana, or that lodge, there is home for the animals to eat, transport. He provide the food to the transport of this Musafir Khana. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he's the first one who mentioned that the public money or public sector, it's very holy like the house of Allah. He shouted the people who misuse the light on the street or any public belongings or public property. Allah, look at our street now and the highway. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is the first man who was talking about the investment and the union of the business people. He respect the business people and call people to invest in the Islamic country. How he look after? He make a special security for these people, guarantee their wealth and their trade, open the border gate, and he did not give them tax, only zakat. Allahu Akbar. Who's this one? The grandson of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, we know that the khulafa are four. Ulama, they make him the Khalifatul Khamis, the fifth one. 2.5 years, this young man was only leader for the ummah, and he made the ummatul Islam the top. Everyone live in a very happy life. He fought and win something, it's called poverty. He never ever let the poverty exist in his kingdom at all. 2.5 years, yes, because of justice, because of taqwa, because of Quran and knowledge. The biggest ibadah in our community is to fight poverty, not only for deen, for dunya. He made administration offices in Islamic country, and he fixed a very, very serious department in his cabinet. The leadership, the justice department, economy, and labors. That was his priority. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he dismissed any ruler or governor who was very harsh to his people. Can't survive. You kick him out immediately. He employed the people of mercy, the zuhad, and those who did not jump for the leadership. He used to search and dictate to get the person who's not interested on leadership, and he put him. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he established some department. It's called inspection. To go and follow up all the work of the leaders. And in his meeting, he requested from his cabinet and his ministers and rulers that don't agree with me for everything. I need to hear the objection. I want to know someone who is not happy with my decision. Nowadays, if you are in a meeting and you tell your boss, can I say, he will kill you. Because these people now, they become a dictator. They don't want to hear any objection. How come you're under me and you correct me? Not only on the ministers and all that. In our house. In our houses, you don't allow your son to correct you. You say, you're a small boy like this. But maybe he's right. Next one. He made some nice act in his in these 2.5 years. He said, anyone working under me in that leadership, on that authority, I mean in the public sector, that you're not allowed to take any present to gift from any public at all. So they came to him and say, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, it's a present. Our Nabi accepted the gift. He said, yes, Rasul can take the gift. But when me and you take the gift, it's going to be bribery. Our Nabi can take the gift, he's a Nabi. But me and you, when we take the gift, it's going to be a bribery. We want to be clean. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he made something very, very special. That he paid the worker a fair payment. It was enough for them to live. He never ever bargained with them. He gave them full. He made a department, it's called reward and punishment. Anyone who makes mistake must be punished. Anyone who do good must be rewarded, which is our big problem nowadays. People do good, they get punished. People, they do bad, or they try to be hypocrites, they get promotion, or they get some sort of payment. He, you know how busy he was, but he was very, very concerned about one thing. It's called bid'ah in his khilafat, in his kingdom. No way to allow any religious person to implement the bid'ah. No, we follow, we don't create, we don't invent the bid'ah. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he's alim and ruler, so he's both. He made some order that, oh ulama, when we talk about masail, we have to talk about something, it's called fiqhul awlawiyat. Don't know how to say this one. Fiqhul awlawiyat, it means that priority masail. You must talk about the necessity masail, which we need it in our community. Should we do this or that? Should we do this first or that? You must put the priority of the ummah in order. Which one you took? And then after, like the way we budgeting our income. Must we go and change the car? Or pay the loan? Or must we pay school fees? You have to select the important one and then you go for the next one. Next one, he said, no judgment without evidence and solid proof. He give order. You can set, nowadays we don't get the proof, just people phone us and we fire. And there's no delil. And then he's the first man in the Islamic kingdom. He said, close the shop for salah. Stop working and run for salah. Hayya ala salah. Allahu Akbar is greater than the work. So nowadays people are cut salah, not to go for salah, is to go to the shop. So he said, no, we stop amal and we go for amalus salah. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, oh, that one I like it. He took care of those who are preaching and those who are teaching. Yes, he had that a special care for these people. And then he said to the ulama and the teachers, teach the people sunnah, and you people must practice it before you teach. You must feel it in practicality. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he established a department, it's called Kitab Khana. He wrote down all the knowledge in a book. You can't just say it oral like this. It means library. And then he made council for ifta, for fatwa. There's no more one mufti. We need mashura, council, the committee of fatwa. Because he knows, and he says, that the issue is going to be complicated. So we need not one mufti, we need a group to sit and to discuss that fatwa. Sayyidina Umar ibn Aziz said, the imams and the da'i must be rich. Reason, he must not go and communicate with the public outside. Imam of the masjid, he must get full payment, good payment, so that he can speak the haqq. The musalli must not use his need for a special thing. So, la ilaha illallah. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he made some departments called teaching the nomads and the Bedouin. Allahu Akbar. These guys who are living on the desert in the mountain, go to them and teach them. Allahu Akbar. Reason, because these people can be enemy of Muslim Ummah. Those who are running away in the mountain, they're jahil, they don't have knowledge, they don't have school, they don't have electricity, they don't hear anything. He's dealing with a camel and the farm and what, like that. So they need to teach them. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is the first Khalifa after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote the letter, da'wah letter, to the neighboring country, to the kings, and those who are non-Muslim, who's his neighborly country. Okay, I want to tell that Hafiz Bilal will enjoy. India become Muslim because of this many. The Islam in India is not because of Muhammad bin Qasim. Before that, read with the countries which Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz sent the letters and dua to teach. So India accepted Islam because of him. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he made a special ibadah. It's called be kind to the non-Muslim. You mustn't be a cruel or aggressive to the non-Muslims. And the ulama said, هكذا الأعمال والعمال. This is the leadership. This is the man who lived only as an emir 2.5 years. We got a king or president for how many years? He never even make a quarter of this. Brother and sister in Islam, the solution of life is there on Islam. Kitabullah, Sunnah of Rasulullah, the taqwa, it will solve our problem financially, in society, and all that type of problem which we face, because we got the lack of deen and practicality of deen Islam. Now, on behalf of myself and all our friends here on Radio Islam, we say shukran jazilan that you're tuning to our program. We'd like to thank Brother Bilal, Hafiz Bilal, may Allah reward you, is helping me a lot. And we say, please sit with the nearest alim. Oh, open now the any kitab and search for the Khalifa Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi and radiyallahu an. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the barakah of sahaba and tabi'in and tabi'at tabi'in. I'm very proud of my history, very proud of the history of sahaba. I'm very proud that I'm a Muslim. If we don't find the role model now, we find it there on the kitab. And this kitab, inshallah, it will be a motivation for us to practice. And it's not impossible, because we have it here. Very easy to practice it, so that you can take the lead in dunya and akhirah, inshallah. Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiya yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa'amanna. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Shukran jazilan. Till we see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.